We saw a report yesterday that sort of made us go, let's look into this a bit. Let's find out what's going on. We're ending the year with interest rates higher than we've seen in a long time, right? We know that. Relatively speaking, they've been at this level for a few months. But, you know, if you pull back a little bit, it's been many, many years since we've seen interest rates of 5% consistently. Inflation has cooled. That's positive. But there's no escaping the fact that we're all in a situation remarkably different from the environment we were all operating in for a really long time, up until about a year and a half ago. And we've had a lot of discussions about the hardships that Canadian households are facing because of it, right? Businesses feeling a lot of the same pressures. Equifax Canada released a report showing, you know what, it's proven to be a bit too much for some, and they're having a hard time keeping up. We're going to chat with Jeff Brown, who's the head of commercial solutions for Equifax Canada. Jeff, thanks so much for being here. I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
Headline here, the overall sentiment, Canadian businesses starting to miss debt payments, the trend line ticking up a bit, right? What are you seeing?
Absolutely, yeah. So we've seen a growth in debt levels over the past quarter here by about 4%. So 4% doesn't seem like a big number, but I mean, we've been growing month over month, quarter over quarter, this whole past year. And as you mentioned, with interest rates really kind of holding off here, but really, inflation has impacted it as well. So we are still seeing large impacts on the small business side. And really, it's as we head into the holiday season here, a lot of small businesses are, you know, really hoping for a boom. But we did a survey a couple months ago that really said there's only 15% of businesses across Canada that are really optimistic about this holiday season compared to last. So in an area where small businesses are typically thriving and they make kind of into the black, we're really seeing that red trend continuing out through the course of the year.
You said 15%, that's 1.5?
That's correct.
Yep. Oh boy. Okay, yeah, that's not great. Same time as we see, you know, debt payments starting to be missed more often, and we should keep in mind, it's 3.4%, so it's not like all of a sudden, you know, the majority, but it's the trend. But at the same time, you're seeing a much larger increase in Canadian businesses seeking credit, right? That's gone up several times more than 3.4%.
Absolutely. And so when we look at the growth in small businesses, you know, looking for financial products, the concern we have is that they're teetering towards credit card usage and activations compared to working capital loans or lines of credit. And really what that means is that the inflation, the interest rates, they're really trying to wait. They're playing this waiting game with hoping that those interest rates go down. So when they take on the working capital loan of $40,000, they're not tied to those higher interests. Just like we are as consumers, hoping that rate goes down so that our mortgage renewal is a bit more comfortable for us. Small businesses are doing the same thing. They're just using credit cards right now to kind of bridge that gap. And it's okay if you think about things in the short term, but yeah. If you're revolving that debt, it can become out of control very, very fast.
Has this changed drastically? Like, I know you guys do reporting like this all the time. So is this a 1 month phenomenon, 1 year? Like, or are you looking at a trend that's been developing over the past, like I say, 18 months or so?
So on the consumer side, we saw this grow, credit card kind of usage and debt grow by about 15% over the course of a year. For small businesses, we saw debt levels grow by 11% over the last 3 months. So it is something that we are seeing. It's kind of really jumping up.
Yeah.
So we're waiting to see these holiday numbers come in. Hopefully that tempers its way back down and the Bank of Canada rate comes back down a bit so that these debts can be paid off. But at the same time, when we talk about small businesses, we have to talk about those pandemic loans, the CEBA loans, the $49 billion that was issued out across to, 900,000 small businesses. Only 20% have paid those back on in full. So really that outstanding debt there compared to also what they've been accumulating this year, it's going to be a very, very uphill battle into the beginning of next year for small businesses.
When we talk about next year, Jeff, there is some optimism. We've talked to a number of economists who say, you know what, we could start looking for rates to drop in the new year. I mean, obviously that would help if you're talking about debt and you're talking about taking on credit. So is it a matter of just hang on if you can, because things might get better in the near future here?
Well, that's the challenge with small businesses, right? They're enthusiastically optimistic. So I think if you talk to any of them, they're hoping those rates go down.
Yeah.
I think, you know, what we see on the consumer side is just that, really we want to make sure that those pandemic purchases for homes that they came up about 3 years ago, as those come up for renewal over the next couple of years, really that's why everybody's talking about those rates potentially coming down, is that we don't want to force those people who had purchased homes over the kind of the average price or that were a bit of an extension to be renewed there, because you're really going to put the economy in a tough bubble. So we do expect rates to not go any higher.
Yeah.
But nobody has a crystal ball to say, hey, they're going to go down at this period or this period. We just know that if it raises any higher, there's going to be even more challenges both for consumers and small businesses to manage with. So it's kind of unfathomable for it to be higher, but at the same time, we have to kind of hold through if we can.
Yeah, and the Bank of Canada warns every time when they don't raise the rates, they say, but we might, if we have to, we will. So, I mean, they're letting people know. So I guess, like you say, nobody has a crystal ball. We'll just have to wait and see what happens in the new year. But hopefully we're at the peak, Jeff.
Absolutely. And you know what? I mean, I know we're already most of the way through the holiday season. The sentiment that everybody has is that, you know, small business debt levels are that high. So if you can spend dollars on small business and spend locally, yeah, this is exactly the reason why. So there is a silver lining to it. This is typically the boom for small businesses throughout this. So hopefully we see some better numbers coming out of the beginning of next year. But we just got to think small where we can.
Absolutely. Jeff, good stuff. Thank you so much for being here. Appreciate your time.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.